Welcome to the Bruins Basketball Show. Johnny Gamet alongside Coach Tony Miller. Obviously not the usual host of the Bruins Basketball Show, but glad that Tony, you're going to play guest today, or expert today, as we talk about the big reveal that we promised on Friday today. So for those of you that woke up early enough and are enjoying your morning coffee, this is your special treat. So we're releasing the 2018-19 basketball schedule for the Bruins basketball team. As I look at this schedule, Coach, a lot of dates that I'm already circling in my calendar. Of course, I got to be at every game anyway. So, but, you know, there's a lot of topics that we can talk about when you release a schedule. I mean, obviously last year, a historic year for our program, yeah. You know, just 6 years in to compete for a national championship, mm-hmm. And to compete in the way that we did against, you know, Randall, a perennial powerhouse. So maybe really quick before we get into the schedule, just kind of how you felt the team grew last year and how far we've come since those first days of wondering if we would ever be competitive.
Yeah, I think it was really a surprise for all of us, not because exactly, you know, how the team was able to perform as much as it was how well they came together. I think the potential was there, and we knew that going into the season, but there were so many unknowns connected to a new coach, connected to players that we had, a couple that were coming in and a couple that weren't going to be able to play, especially for the first semester. We were down a couple guys because of injury and some other things. And so it was just kind of so many unknowns that we were hoping for a good season, but you really have no idea. And so, you know, a 20-win season, if you would have said at the beginning of the year that we were going to end up with that, I don't know that many of us would have thought that was really something that could actually be achieved. So we did exceed expectations, I think. And then, of course, the run that we had to the national championship game, and really the performance that we even had within that game was really encouraging, and I think something that we can build on this year. We've spoken several times about losing guys, this five guys from last year's team, but you know, we're getting in a really solid group, and we've talked a little bit about that on this show and talked even to one or two of the guys. And so that will be something that, again, is kind of an unknown, but exciting. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Let's just get right into it, folks. The schedule is live right now on BJUBruins.com. So if you go to the men's basketball page and click on schedule, it'll be right there, and you can click through all the games and see what's coming up. Regular season tips off October 31st. Is that?
Yeah.
October 31st.
Yeah, so we'll
at
have,
home.
Yeah, we'll play a away game at the beginning of preseason game. It's just kind of an exhibition. We've usually done that in the past too, one or two games, and so we'll be a game earlier in the month of October. But that'll be our first game. We'll be against Montreat. Last year we were at Montreat, a really, really good NAIA opponent, and so that'll be a good test for our guys, especially our younger guys early. And then kind of starts into the madness that we have usually first semester.
Yeah, usually it's, and I mean, this year is no different. That yeah. First semester, we really have a brutal schedule yeah. when it comes to scheduling. And I know you guys do that on purpose, and we talked about it with Coach U on the show before, mm-hmm. and even, you know, Coach Levere and others, as they schedule pretty difficult that first semester because mm-hmm. it's such a good training ground
yeah.
for your guys to. And I don't want this to sound bad because you want to win every single game, but it's a way for you to test out some things. It's a way for you to see what works, see what doesn't work. And it allows you to see so many different offensive styles, defensive styles that can't but help your team over the course of the season.
Yeah, for sure. It looks very varied when the kinds of teams and the types of opponents that you're going to play. If you look down through it, you'll see that we have in the AIA teams, we have NCAA Division I teams, Division II teams. And this year we've actually introduced this first semester a couple of Division III schools. And so that'll help us by the time we get to the second half of the season, which is more of our opponents and the NCCAA opponents. And then obviously, like we said, with getting into the regional tournament and national tournament, I don't know that people really understand or see it sometimes over the course of a whole season, just how varied the style of play is. And by the time that you get to regionals and then especially to nationals, you're bringing in schools from all over the country, and the style of play just varies from down here in the South to up north to even the Midwest and then out west. And so by having those different types of opponents, it really prepares our guys. And so we're really excited about what's going to happen this year.
And especially a team like last year, we played Portland mm-hmm. in the first first round of nationals, a team that we had very little information on, very little, you know, this is how they play, because there's just, at our level, there's not a whole lot of resources out there to say, okay, this team, we can go watch five of their games, or we saw them on a national spotlight or those kinds of things. So being able to play against other teams that have a similar style, that really, then you can go back to an Erskine game, or you can go back to other games where you're like, okay, this team played almost exactly the same way, and this is how we attack that team.
By the time we got to really mid-January, maybe even early January, we had already seen every type of team. Teams that like to run, teams that like to slow it down, teams that are big, teams that are small. And that goes a really long way for confidence going into every game, especially once you get to late February and March.
One of the things that I think a lot of Bruins fans are going to be excited about is typically first semester, we don't have a lot of home games. Yeah. I'm seeing at least four or five, if not six, in that first semester, which is good, because I know that your typical fan is super excited about basketball.
Yeah.
Super excited.
Yeah.
And then there's one game first semester or two games or three games first semester. So Bruins fans, you'll be happy about that. It looks like, again, I'm just doing a quick count, five or six home games over the course of first semester. So you're going to get a chance to see your Bruins first semester. But, Coach, you know, as somebody who really is going to get into the schedule and start digging on things, this year, playing a little bit more abbreviated schedule than our years past. You know, typically in years past, we would play 30 games. Dropping it down this year to around 25, just talk about some of the reasonings behind that.
There were a couple reasons for that, but one of the main reasons is, as we transition over to the NCAA Division III level, you're having to have a later start date. With the rules as they're set right now for the NCCAA, really you can start as early as you want. You just have an allotted amount of weeks that you can practice and have games and that kind of thing. So by doing it this way and really shorting our season, you know, there will be some that look at it and be like, where's the rest of the schedule? It does look shorter, but really it will reflect something that we'll have to deal with and what will be more realistic once we get to the NCAA Division III level. So there will be 25 games in the exhibition at the beginning, but then you also have the NCCAA regional games. You know, that hopefully will at least
be two or three
games. And then, you know, the national tournament, which will again be at least two, hopefully three games.
Absolutely. So you're looking at around 30 still for those of you that are keeping tally. One of the things that Coach already mentioned that you're going to start seeing a little bit more this year is we have been approved to start pursuing Division III in the NCAA, and that's going to start to change what our schedule looks like. I know, Coach, I think you've talked about it in a previous episode on the Bruins basketball show, but For so long in our seventh season now, we've just been able, our coaches have been able to just go and basically schedule whoever they want in terms of being on a schedule. Once we get into Division III and we're eventually with the conference and those kinds of things, a lot of that scheduling is already done for you because you've got to play at that opponent and they've got to play at your place. So if you take, you know, 10, 12, 15 teams in your conference, You're pretty much full already just right off the bat, and you have a very limited window of who you can schedule outside of that. So, you know, dropping down to 25 games is just one of the changes. But another thing that we're going to be seeing is actually introducing some of our eventual D3 competition that we probably will see more often than not, one of those being Brevard College, Pfeiffer University, those two schools that we'll start to see more on a regular basis. We've played Brevard before in the past, and Pfeiffer, this is the first time for us to play against them.
Yeah, and actually the girls are the ones that played Brevard, so we've never even
faced. Oh, that's true. Okay.
The only D3s that we've played are the ones up in North Carolina. Pfeiffer is up in North Carolina, but some of the schools closer to the Raleigh area. Yeah. And so this will be a good test for us, a good opportunity for us to see kind of where we're at and where we need to go. Those two games are both going to be on the road, but Brevard is just right up the road, about less than an hour away. Yeah. You can get up there. And so,
I just drove past that, actually, the other
day. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So they will be coming to us next year. So a lot of times the way that it works, especially for the D3 schools and sometimes the Division II schools, is that we'll go and play them, and then the following year they'll come and play us. So next year both Pfeiffer and Brevard will come to us. And you were mentioning the how things will go once we get to D3. Still, I think we've mentioned this too in previous episodes, but not really sure exactly how the conference will be divided and the teams that will exactly be playing. But we will be trying to introduce sure. more of those teams over the next couple of years.
Absolutely. I know a big thing that a lot of people wonder, what are the D1s that we're playing against this year? Last year we had a full plate
yeah.
and really experienced some cool competition. I mean, playing against Charleston down there, and that's mm-hmm. a team that eventually played in March Madness and, yeah. and saw some success. So Division I opponents this year.
Yeah, so the first one we're going to be playing, I believe we have Furman on the schedule. That's right towards the beginning of the season in kind of late November. We'll be going there again this year. If you remember, a couple years ago we played down at the Well, which was really cool, and then last year we played up at Furman. They have a really solid program. Coach Ritchie has done just like an incredible job there. So that'll be an early tough test for our guys. And then later on, a little bit later on, we're going up to, this is the first time we've had this team on our schedule, but we'll be going up and playing Gardner-Webb at the beginning of December. So that'll be an exciting game for us. Don't know a lot about them right now, but there's also a possibility. I've actually just been in contact with one other school that we may or may not be able to work something out with them. So we'll have two for this year, and typically we've had, you know, between two and three each year. So anything more than that, and that can kind of be – those are a little bit difficult to both schedule and obviously to play, prepare for, yeah. and play against. So
we had that stretch last year where we had that four or five games yeah. that was just like – it was in a series of about a week and a yeah. half. And
it was like D1, D2, D1, and like really high D2s.
Yeah.
So I tried to avoid that a little bit this year when we were scheduling.
You probably have your players watching this going, thank you, coach, yeah. thank you.
Yeah, kind of let up a little bit.
So obviously some tough D1 competition that we'll be playing against. Going outside of our region a little bit this year, because again, we want to stress this as well, because I've had a couple of different people ask, our pursuit of Division III is not, we're not moving out of the NCCAA. Mm-hmm. There's no future plans for us to do that, just because we see the value so much in the Christian league, the Christian platform that is. So I want to take a little bit of time here and just say that there's no plans for the future for us to leave the NCCAA and just go exclusively NCAA. Mm-hmm. But in this pursuit, you know, there's going to be some changes in how the schedule looks, but our D2 affiliation as of right now is going to stand. So you're still going to see some familiar opponents. You know, we've still got the Pensacola doubleheader. We'll go there. They come here. If you're wondering, that's always in first couple weeks in January. This year, it's January 18th. So mark it on your calendar. Always a fun night to welcome our friends from Florida as they'll be coming up. And then we play down there, I think, first part of February. Mm-hmm. We'll be down there at Pensacola. So if you're circling those dates, those are some dates to be aware of. But typically, if you're any kind of Bruins basketball fan, you know that Toccoa Falls and Trinity Baptist in Jacksonville, Trinity College and others are a part of our region. Some of those are going to be on the schedule, but also expanding to play some of the teams that we could eventually play in the national tournament. One of those teams, Johnson University of Tennessee, who made it to the Final Four last year and really had Randall up against the ropes in that semifinal game.
So
going to be another tough test D2 wise.
Yeah, we've played them in the past as well, both there and here, and so we've seen their program and been a part of contests with them in the past. But again, you know, we're starting off with them. It goes basically Montreat, and then we travel. That'll be our first true away test, so that'll be a good chance for our guys again to see kind of the level of play that exists at our level and this year what we'll be facing. And then you mentioned even like Trinity College. Those are teams, Johnson down in Florida, those are teams that we sometimes have an opportunity to play just based on travel and them being down in the lower half of the state of Florida. And so having the opportunity to play them will give us a chance to play early on rather than us meeting them for the first time in the regional tournament. So that'll be good for both of our programs.
Absolutely. Counting it up, it looks like about six or seven different region opponents, mm-hmm. which of course are the things that we track in terms of where you rank in your region that has a little bit to do with it, as well as other rankings. Mm-hmm. So those games, to run them down quickly, January 18th, home against Pensacola, and then January 22nd, home against Toccoa Falls. And then Trinity Baptist College on February 1st, Pensacola at Pensacola February 9th, and then home against Johnson University of Florida on February 16th. That'll be senior night as well, so be sure to circle your calendars as we welcome Johnson University of Florida for that last game. Regional tournament-wise, it'll be down, I believe, at Johnson University of Florida. Yeah, so Kissimmee, Florida, that'll be February 21st through the 23rd, so you'll want to mark your calendars for that. And then, of course, if you were a fan of us last year and came last year, the national tournament, again, here at Bob Jones University, both in the fall, we have the soccer and volleyball championships for Division II, and we have the Division II women's and men's basketball national tournament here as well. So that'll be on March 7th through the 9th. Obviously, there's dates around there, so the tournament, you know, starts off on the 5th or 6th as its teams start to come in. But competition will actually start the 7th through the 9th. So, again, mark your calendars on that. We would love to see as much or more of the support that we had last year. I mean, I still talk to people who were at that national championship game, and just you couldn't beat that environment. Yeah. It was just an, even though we came up on the losing end, yeah, you couldn't beat the environment and how fun it was to be a part of that. Yeah. So, you know, once you get the schedule out and people start looking, you know, what I guess for you as a coach, you know, being the one that put a lot of this together, yeah, as you look at the overall schedule, what do you think, what are the things that jump out to you about the schedule?
I'm really excited, especially first semester, about some of our newer opponents. Usually that's one of the first questions I always get is, who are we playing this year that we've never played before? And you'll see several that we haven't played before. But then also just every year having Pensacola here, and then having some of our teams that we're starting to not really build rivalries with, but when you play those teams over time, yeah, and it goes either way, just kind of a natural, you're really looking forward to playing them again the following year, and especially those within our region, having the opportunity to play more of them this year. I think that'll be exciting for our fans and really give them a chance to kind of get to know those other teams, which is always good for competition and for the excitement of the games and that kind of thing. So just as a whole, just really looking forward to it.
Awesome. Bruins basketball schedule, it's up right now, 2018-19. It's there for you to be able to peruse through and start to make your predictions now. But thanks, Coach, for letting me be on the Bruins basketball show today. Check it out at bjubruins.com. Thanks for listening.